Listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. It is episode 475.
And it's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024.
And we almost missed April Fool's Day. We almost hit April Fool's Day, at which point, I don't know if we would have had a podcast or not.
We would have recorded an episode, and then at the end, it was like, actually, this wasn't a real episode.
We probably would have just published a blank episode.
Ooh, that'd been good.
Like an empty sound file.
Hey, we've got to get going.
We still can't.
We've got a full table. Layton's here. Jeff's here. Nicholas is here.
We are all here.
There's three things I want to get to today.
What do you want to get to?
There was something very tragic happened at Bria. Layton's going to share about. Mm-hmm. And then there's something insane happening in about a week from today that I'm going to partake in, which you guys are all probably...
Partake?
Well, I'm gonna view.
Is it communion?
No.
Oh. Write that down. Ruben's going to partake of communion.
And then I've had a horror story as well, and it is advice for any business owner out there that is tempted to go cheap, and it could end up really screwing you over.
Cheap.
So...
Go cheap or go home.
I'm afraid that your story's going to take the entire episode.
It's going to take the entire one, yeah.
Should you just start? Because then you can leave while he's still telling the story.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Anyway.
Tell us your... Wait, do we have any feedback?
No.
I checked yesterday and we didn't have any.
Mm. Come on,
we haven't had feedback
people!
For a little while.
But we
do have coffee today, guys.
We do have coffee.
We have coffee.
And we're starting to track our listens per month. And right now we're at about 1,100.
Oh.
And we really want to get that. My goal is by the end of the year to be up at 2,000. Mm.
2,000.
So at least once a month, I'll give a update on where we're at with that. And you guys can help by sharing the word, especially if an episode you really enjoyed it. Just share that one with a friend or someone.
And we're going to be doing our part to make these episodes more interesting and shareable as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't changed much, but it's a location. But
they can feel the energy.
Oh, yeah.
The energy difference. They're getting some seriously different vibes.
They are.
Through the airwaves right now.
We got, yeah.
Speaking of airway vibes, Ruben, tell us about how you went cheap and it didn't pay off at all.
Well, sorry. First off, speaking of the new space where we're at, I do have a promo code for all our listeners.
Ooh.
For 10% off Main Street Roasters Coffee.
Any? Any coffee?
Any coffee, like online, on the website.
Oh, that's the wrong
That
one.
Was not the right one.
Here. So use coupon code FrenchPress10. No spaces. I don't think the cap matters, but you can use all uppercase. Anyway, so thanks again to Main Street for sponsoring us. They also gave us coffee for today, which we're going to get to a little bit later. But the horror story that I experienced was this. It's so bad. It's so bad. But I have a company that I do work for on their website, and they have a pretty large YouTube following.
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
And they don't post regularly, but they get, you know, tens of not tens of thousands, but they can get 10,000 views on a video, like doing product reviews for the things they sell.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not saying who it is, just because I don't want to say who it is. But I got an email early Monday morning when I started working saying, hey, it was sent to them. Your YouTube channel has been shut down because you violated our
copyright.
Something. It wasn't copyright, but it was like harmful content or something.
Yeah.
And I thought,
they violated the rules of conduct or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And so I just assumed it was an old video they had.
Yeah.
That somehow got flagged, even though they hadn't updated or uploaded in a few months. I just figured something weird happened, and it was like, you know what? It's time to switch to Rumble or some other video hosting platform that is a little more open and free.
Yeah.
Didn't think much of it. Until a couple hours later, I get a text message from the owner saying, hey, I can't get into our Gmail.
Oh, no.
And the company, they have their own, like, their business email.
Yes.
But they also have an @gmail address
okay.
that they use quite a bit. And in hindsight, I wish I would have. Well, now moving forward, I'm forbidding anyone from using a personal Gmail or personal Hotmail account, because if you happen to get hacked and lose access to it, the company that hosts your email, like Google in this case, they're not really incentivized to help you out because it's just a free account.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no one that is managed, like with the business accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's someone that's managing it and can reset your password mm-hmm. and kind of has an extra layer of access to it.
Right.
This is not the case with a free at Gmail or free at Yahoo or Hotmail or whatever account.
Mm-hmm. AOL.
They primarily were using that personal Gmail for communicating with vendors, mm-hmm. with customers, mm-hmm. and managing their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And so...
How do you communicate then? How are they going to get the word out to communicate to a different email address?
They send out a blast email to all customers saying, hey, don't reply to or don't use our at Gmail address. Use our at company address from now on.
Gotcha.
And ironically enough, it went out yesterday, which is April Fool's, which might have seemed and sounded like an April Fool's April Fool's prank, but it was not.
Oh, no.
And anyway, the owner did give me an update saying that there is a chance that maybe if they can prove to Google that they are a business and using it for a business, they may help them get the account back, maybe, if they can prove it within a week.
How did they get that hope?
I'm not sure. They were working directly with an IT company that was helping them, like with a local IT company to help them with that problem.
Interesting.
So how does this apply to small business owners? It's not worth saving $6 a month to use a free at Gmail address. Use a paid professional email service, whether it's with Google or whether it's with, you know, Microsoft has Outlook.com, whatever.
Is that about the same price?
Yeah, they're both about $6 per user per month.
Okay.
And as far as so I still am not 100% certain how the YouTube channel shutting down is related. Except, and I confirmed this with the owner then, like I asked him, did you upload anything recently to YouTube? And he said no. So I think probably what happened is the Google Gmail account was compromised. And because they have a lot of, I mean, they've got thousands of followers, mm-hmm. probably something, I don't know, pornographic or something was put on there that actually did violate YouTube. I don't know what it would have been, but I'm not sure what they would have uploaded that would have been.
You're saying the business owner didn't, but the hackers did.
I that's just kind of what I assume.
Hackers.
It was very unclear what was posted on the channel.
Yeah.
But when I went on their website, like 2 minutes after I got the email saying it's been shut down, all the video placeholders were just, you know, like a dead missing video.
What the world?
So it happened really quickly.
Yeah.
So, and I heard something like this can also happen, obviously, to personal people or like someone that I know like lost access to their Facebook because their email got compromised again.
Yep.
And the person was posting how that they were like into crypto and getting, you know, certified and making mm-hmm. thousands of dollars and buying new property.
That's literally happening I know. Right now. I follow someone that's it's happened to that person.
Well, I know. We're probably talking about the same person.
I think we are.
And there's like, you're just kind of...
Your identity is stolen.
How do you shut that down?
If you can't get hold of Facebook or your email provider, probably the best thing to do would be for your friends to go and report the mm-hmm. the hacked Facebook account and say, mm-hmm. hey, this is a fake account, mm-hmm. and just start a new one.
Mm-hmm. Is that why there are so many Facebook accounts that like are like the same person, but they have like three different accounts? Or is that a different hack?
I think that
can be accidental.
I think that's just people wanting to quote-unquote reset their Facebook, and so they just make another account. Or they can't get into their old one, they just make another one because they don't know how to. Yeah.
Anyway, that story took longer than I wanted to. And I didn't even get to tell the thing that I'm doing next week. I'm going to go see down to Indy to watch the total solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going down?
Yeah. It's going to be like 4 minutes. Almost 4 minutes. Of
you're
total,
driving 2.5 hours for
not
4 minutes.
Not quite. 2 hours.
Yeah,
two
I
hours.
Am.
You are too?
Yes. I'm not going to Indy, though, because Indy's traffic is going to be awful. Well, so we're going to go out in the country. No, we're going out in the country between Indy and Fort Wayne. Somewhere where we can take back roads and then we don't get stuck on major highways.
Jeff, you're taking a day off to do that.
I am.
NASA's website is incredibly helpful. You can punch in the city and it'll tell you exactly what time it starts and what time it's full solar eclipse.
This is something
that will only happen once every 20 years.
No. The next time it will happen in Indiana is in 2099. Man, so this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Alive. This is literally a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
No, we just saw a solar eclipse just
literally not a total one.
It wasn't total.
It wasn't total, but...
It was good enough.
It was good enough.
There's a difference. No. I believe that there's a difference. It is like...
I mean, yeah, well, I understand Jeff, there's a difference. You can see a little slit of the sun on the other side of the moon.
Jeff, are you going far enough?
It goes completely dark.
I know, it's all the way around.
Yeah, we're going far
enough.
Crazy.
That you're going to be in the actual dark zone?
Yes.
For how long?
As long as it is. We're gonna go as close as we can to the middle of it.
Okay. At the middle of it, it's like right at 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should do that too. I was just looking. Indy looked like the closest spot to me.
Yeah, it kind of is. But what I'm just worried about, like, traffic on the way back on 31 just being awful.
There's National Guard going down to, I guess, Indy, if that's a real eclipse is where it's at. I thought it was in Illinois, but...
It's across the United States.
It's across Illinois all the way through Ohio.
They're literally setting up places where people, if you don't get off the road, they're going to make you get off the road or something. And it's like a huge thing where you're not supposed to travel in those states. It's like a huge deal.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't know it was that big.
I promise you, you guys will not come back for several days.
Jeff,
it'll be
I'm going to go. Yes, that's why I'm going back. It's like 3 hours away by back roads. Okay. And that's like back roads, okay?
Why are you going to Indy?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to Indy. I'm specifically avoiding Indy.
You're headed like south.
Southeast.
West.
Southeast.
You're going southeast.
Whoa. Because the line goes like from Indy to Fort Wayne, and I'm going to be like right in the middle-ish, somewhere in between there.
Betwixt Fort Wayne and Indy. Betwixt.
Yeah.
Ruben, why don't you go with Jeff and go to his...
Go to his spot.
His watch party.
We're just going.
I didn't think it was this big of a deal. I didn't think people would be.
It's a huge deal. It's a little less of a deal since there was one like 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Jason Miller is also taking off, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Matt Hall is too.
Yep.
Yeah. Russ is not.
No.
No, right. He's not.
Layton, I'm afraid you're not going to get to tell your story.
I can just tell the type of people that are willing to take off of work.
Oh my.
Well, it's for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes.
I already saw an eclipse.
You're going to work the rest
of
5 days a week the rest of your life.
You saw a partial eclipse.
Yeah, I did.
That's good enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
All right.
Don't you want to see something like that?
I don't think it'll be that great, though.
I don't know. One of my favorite screens or backgrounds from Windows 98 was the solar eclipse. That was a sweet-looking background. Do you guys remember that?
I wasn't even alive, so...
Let me look at it. Or let me pull it up here. While I'm doing that, Layton,
this is what I've heard, that it gets dark enough that the animals start to think that it's night.
That happened in
2017, 2018, 2019, somewhere
that
in there.
That happened. There was literally chirpings of grasshoppers because they thought it was dark or nighttime.
The same thing happens if you would take an inflatable tent. Okay.
Here, check out. You guys remember this?
Put it up over a section of grass.
It's God putting an inflatable tent over the whole world.
Can you?
No, a strip of it.
That's pretty cool.
A strip of the world.
You're not going to see that, though, Ruben.
That's what we're going to see.
No, you're
yes,
not.
That's what you're going to see.
I'm showing them the Windows XP solar eclipse background image.
It's going to be blue sky, so it won't. It'll look like the
sun. No, the worst case scenario is that it's cloudy.
Yeah.
Oh, I would laugh so hard.
That means
cloudy.
We're gonna have to like find a.
You know what? I don't care.
Open air.
I don't care if it's cloudy. It's still gonna get dark, and that's what I want to see.
I want to be able to look up where the sun used to be and just see a black hole. That's what I want to see.
You guys,
did you buy glasses?
Yep.
Okay, I bought glasses too.
I heard that
everybody's
can't
buying packs and packs of glasses.
Why can't you just take a Weld helmet?
You can. That's what I would do.
I'm not going to though because I don't want to. I want to have a pair of glasses for each person in my family so we can all look at it at the same time instead of sharing a helmet.
Just buy multiple helmets.
Yeah. And then use them for the rest
of
your life.
A pack of glasses I got 10 glasses for $6. It's cheap.
That is cheap.
That is actually really cheap.
But welding lenses are
I'm sure they're
like,
making lots
like,
of
what,
money.
$10 a piece?
Only once
anyway,
in 100 years.
I know this is really interesting. You'll hear all about it next week.
Oh, you're going to hear so much about it.
But right now, Layton, what happened?
Layton, do we have time for Layton's story or should we save it for next week?
I think we should save it.
Yeah.
But will you be here next week, though?
It's hard to tell.
See?
Yeah.
So it'll be 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, you guys will hear Layton's story.
Of tragedy.
Of tragedy.
Tragedy strikes.
Okay, what else do we have
that coffee.
We can talk about?
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah, what is this coffee, guys?
I'm getting a flavored... Yeah, I'm getting flavored vibes. Yeah, I'm definitely getting...
I kind of drank it without thinking, and now I can't remember because it's all...
Yeah, it was okay. It was flavored.
You want some more?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting flaveredness. I'm going to be getting something fruity.
Yeah, I'm actually barely getting a flavor.
Oh, I'm barely, too. I'm actually shocked that it's...
It's not strong flavor. And I think Nicholas told me what the flavor was. I think it's not as strong of a flavor because the flavor is one that goes well with coffee.
Chocolate.
Oh. No.
Nut. Nutberry.
It does say chocolate. No, it's
it's not. Well, that's not what he was talking.
That's
about.
Not the flavor. Oh, that's not the flavor.
Oh, it's not chocolate. But it's chocolate.
It has notes of chocolate. It's not chocolate
but
flavored.
What he was saying though was not chocolate. Something else that goes very well with coffee.
With coffee.
That yeah. I mean that I've heard. I wouldn't know personally.
Whiskey or something?
Yeah, probably a whiskey or
bourbon.
I don't know. Oh, Irish cream.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
That's Irish cream coffee.
Yeah, this is Irish cream is the name. It's a medium roasted coffee flavored with notes of rum, chocolate, vanilla, and caramel.
I knew it.
It's very subtle, the flavor.
Honestly, I can't
it's
even
really
tell
good.
It's flavored. It's actually really well. It's just
I love how it's a thing of if a flavored coffee is best when you can't tell it's flavored.
That's the truth.
They pulled it off.
That's the truth.
What's the point of flavoring coffee?
I actually love flavored coffee.
Oh, it's great. It's the best. I've actually started, I have a new concoction, and it is fantastic.
Is that as good as a brevet?
It's similar. Okay. It's a latte, except it's a latte.
Made with goat's milk.
Made with dandy tea. And it's awesome.
What?
It's way better. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the same as coffee. No. But I'm saying I don't care that it doesn't taste like coffee. I like the flavor.
It's still a good drink.
It's a great drink.
Now, do you call it dandelion tea or dandelion coffee?
No, he called it dandy tea.
Dandy tea. It is tea. It's tea.
I've always heard it called dandelion coffee.
No.
Yeah, that's because people think that it's a possible replacement for coffee and it's not.
I didn't claim that.
It's like Reese's.
Layton didn't claim it, but the way I'd always heard it was dandelion coffee.
I named it specifically to avoid claiming it.
It's like calling Reese's Pieces
a Reese.
A Reese's cup, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's not.
Speaking of which.
But both are enjoyable.
I disagree.
Speaking of which.
I disagree 100%.
We're talking about Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
And
Reese's March is madness. Over. The madness
you're right,
has left us.
April Fools. He thought we were going to do it. Ruben, we got you so good. You actually thought. That was an April Fool's joke. Several months in the making. Surprise.
At this point, I don't think our listeners are surprised.
No,
I don't.
They've come to expect.
They've come to expect
disappointment.
Nothing. Actually, nothing from us.
I have a feedback from my wife.
Oh, okay.
She said that. Feedback by Cassie. She said that she would like for us to do a live podcast again.
A live one. A French fest.
Because
a real
and
French
then
fest.
She said that she would also like for us to test or taste test coffee and the listeners can taste with us.
Yeah.
And we are sponsored by Main Street now. So we could make that happen.
We could.
But we have to talk to Marcus.
We could punch this window out and people could just stand on the street and no, maybe not.
Actually, this is actually pretty big. We could fit everyone
we
in.
We could fit. We could actually do a live, almost do a live podcast
we
here.
We have premium seating up here, obviously.
Do.
Oh, yeah.
Premium seating.
That's like $5 a ticket right there. $5. Behind that
these
is
chairs
free.
That are like a little bit worn out.
If you want free, you have to stand. So every chair costs.
I agree. A live podcast would be fun again.
Do you know how doable it would be now that we have all recording, all of our equipment, literally...
It's
a stone's
true.
Throw away from the podcast,
Marcus,
or from the coffee
shop.
I mean,
this up. We can't do it. We can't do it at Main Street. Though it's too tiny. It's too much of a hassle.
Anyway, this is something a topic
we'll
do
it
off,
before,
off topic.
And we can do it again
off podcast. Okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do it. Together.
Yeah, good feedback. And
there
I
might
think
be a space somewhere else.
My wife is willing to take it. No, I'm just kidding.
As far as the receipt stuff,
what?
What's up with it?
Oh, it's still happening.
Did you order it?
I put it in my cart. I never actually hit order.
So we're gonna order it and then be watching on Facebook. We'll send out a link to all the things we're getting.
Yeah.
That way, if you want to, you can taste them with us.
Do we have an Amazon link?
No. Amazon shut us down. We abused their system, and now they were just done with us.
I can.
That's a
I
strong.
Think we can.
This is a strong word.
We didn't abuse it. Ruben might have abused it.
Ruben neglected it more than it was abused. If it was abused in some way, it was the fact that it was neglected. It was neglectful abuse more than use abuse.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
But yeah, maybe we stretched.
So if we're not going to keep on, if Layton's not going to share his story,
we have to rate this coffee.
Oh yeah, we didn't do that yet.
Oh yeah.
I'm giving it a 3. It's Main Street Roasters Irish Cream. I'm giving it a 3 because it's flavored and it's a coffee I would drink. It's a coffee that I would not be upset with having at home. It's not a coffee I would buy for myself. They have better coffees at Main Street.
Yeah, I'm torn a little bit because I was thinking about giving it a 4. That horn's really annoying.
It's very annoying.
Is it mine?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Hold on. Let my car join the choir.
No, yours is definitely different.
But it did stop.
But it did stop.
Is it my car?
Are you sure?
No, it wasn't your car.
It was a different honk.
How do you know my Malibu honk?
I heard you hit I saw you hit the button and a correlating honk. And it was a different pitch than the primary.
You must have perfect pitch then, Ruben.
Are you a song leader?
Well done.
Anyway,
oh, yeah,
so I'm torn. I want to give it, I was going to give it a 4, but I think it's my own pride. I'm not sure I can give a flavored coffee a 4.
That's fine. I'll give it a 5.
You're giving it a 5.
Give it by your buds.
All right, I'm giving it a 4.
I like flavored coffee, and this is the best flavored coffee I've had in a long time. So I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Layton?
I'm giving it a 3.
Lane gives it a 3. That
it
brings
have
it
strong
to
enough flavor.
A 3.8, which is a medium coffee. A little bit above
that. That's still good for flavor, though.
Yeah. So you know where you can get that coffee?
At
from
Main Street Roasters.
Main Street Roasters.
And if you want to try it for yourself, you have a discount code, which is
French Press 10
to get
10% off.
And you can use that online?
I think you can only use it online.
Okay. You can't use it in store.
No. That I mean, you can try, but they'll probably... I don't know if there's a place to put a coupon code in on the... Where you swipe your credit card.
You walk up to the...
Register.
Register and say, hey, I have coupon code FrenchPress10, and I'd like to buy some coffee, and they will they'll look at you as if they were a deer in the headlights.
Yeah. All right. So in a week or two, Layton's going to share... I mean, Nicholas could share the story, too. He was also there.
I was.
But I would like to hear both perspectives.
Yeah, were you up front more?
No, I was in the back.
Layton, oh, yeah, you were. I was actually sitting right behind you, actually, I think.
Yeah, you were.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember that.
You couldn't see through Layton's head.
No, I could.
Okay.
Not through his head, but yeah. Anywho.
All right. Anyways, all right so guys, we're rambling a bit. Might. Let's get to the point.
Thank you, Jeff.
As far as I know, the point is being handled by Nicholas, which I was about to bounce him about. You're taking notes during the thing. That's what I do.
What's the point,
well,
Nicholas?
I was seeing notes because I was seeing what the docket is today.
Oh.
But I have one point.
Yeah, what is it?
Actually, I was writing this down when Ruben was telling a story, and I missed part of his story. All I heard is Ruben has cheap ideas.
Cheap ideas?
Ruben has cheap ideas.
But I think it's because you're the cheap, don't buy, or don't...
Don't be cheap with your email.
Yeah, don't be cheap with your email.
All I heard was cheap and Ruben. And Ruben has cheap ideas.
Cheap and Ruben go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
It's just...
Just better together.
There it is.
All right, what other point do we have?
What other points do we have?
The point is, April Fools!
No, I've got a point. It is worth spending a few hours drive, taking off of work a few hours, to go watch something that's only going to happen once in your lifetime at a place where you can drive to.
Agreed. Agreed.
So, join us, listeners. Join us in taking in this solar eclipse. Go, if you just Google solar eclipse 2024, there's an incredible website from NASA, of all things, that shows you exactly where to be and where, like, it'll even say how long it'll be at full solar eclipse.
Yeah, who knew that NASA knew anything about space?
I know.
Hey, I have actually a thing that I did this weekend.
A point?
Yes, it is. Well, it's something you should do. I went to Grand Rapids this weekend with my wife's family, and we went to Pilgrim's Progress Program.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a play?
Yeah, play. By Arise Collective. Arise Collective? It's like a group.
Is that a band?
No, okay. It's a group. It's a group. It's anyways, a group. I think that's right. Anyways. Well,
it's like a singing group or like a church group?
It's like a church group, kind of. It's like three or four families that kind of do this program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, I would recommend going and watching it.
Mm. Why?
It is because there's parts that you don't think about that they do.
You didn't even tell us what you're watching yet.
Pilgrim's Progress.
Progress,
you're watching.
Yeah.
I thought that was the name of the group. I thought they were doing like an Easter service.
No, we did watch the Pilgrim's Progress thing. Okay. Anyways, really cool thing. I'll say it a little bit. It's that Jesus... the person that represents Jesus in the story is always with Christian.
Oh, okay.
And it's really cool. Mm-hmm. You don't think about it in the books, so they don't really show up. But and like how life is, like God's always there with you or Jesus will. And it was kind of cool. He was with him the whole way.
That's
the
cool.
Whole time.
The whole time.
So is this something that plays the whole year or just over Easter time?
I honestly don't even know. They were here last weekend in Grand Rapids.
Oh, so they move around.
They move around, yeah, the whole night stays.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So it's called Rise Collective.
Rise Collective is...
And Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah. Progress, the musical by Arise Collective.
Arise.
A-R-I-S-E. Arise.
Side note, I spy Ruben's offspring wandering across the street in the arms of his mother.
I don't think she...
That's a little different. That's very misleading.
It was intentionally misleading.
All right. What is... Layton, what's the word of the week?
Word of the week is...